Zest is defined as energy and enthusiasm. It sounds great, no? It also leads to the question of how can one obtain zest for their life? I personally believe it begins with one incremental step at a time. That's why a Dash of Zest podcast has been created. I'll spur your thoughts with mini zesty chats that over time will challenge your current thinking, inspire your daily actions, and encourage you to bring your inner zest forward. This will inspire you to begin taking action in your own life. The result? You'll begin showing up with more energy, enthusiasm, and yes, zest within your days, no matter the circumstance. I'm Erica, your host, wife, mom, former international movement teacher, and soon to be empty nester. It's time to unleash your zest. Hey guys, I wanted to come on today and speak a little bit to the notion of surviving versus thriving. So when I was a child, I always heard my father say that life is something that passes you by while you're busy surviving. And honestly, I never truly understood what that meant until I became an adult myself, and maybe more so becoming a parent as well, because we're so busy putting the task and responsibilities of other people before us that it's really easy to become a checkbox person, just getting it done, getting it done, getting it done. And then you look up and at the end of the week, another month has passed. At the end of a month, another year has passed. And next thing you know, you're putting up a Christmas tree again. So I totally understand that notion of life passing us by. But it also leads me to ask this question as I begin to ponder. So, do you think we can improve upon what our parents taught and modeled for us over their lifetime? And I honestly don't mean in a judgy way, but rather more of expanding on their notions that help them manage through their days and responsibilities. My daddy is a roll up your sleeves and get it done kind of a guy, and still is that way in his 80th year of living life. But it makes me wonder, what if we replace the ideal of surviving with the notion of thriving? I mean, how would that make us feel? I personally believe it would leave a sense of having space to breathe so that we could be more creative, to be more intentional, and to have actions with our chosen outcomes. I mean, have you considered that maybe even possibly that midlife is the perfect place to make this happen? I mean, think about it. It's a time where we can really, truly thrive because we have more time, we have more energy, we have more resources, and we have more knowledge. So what if we could possibly shelve the ideal of surviving and replaced it with the notion of thriving? Don't you think it would impact how we show up in our days, our weeks, and our months? I would be really curious to see what your thoughts are on this topic. So please drop your comments below and let's elaborate on this conversation. I'm looking forward to hearing your thoughts. And until then, please do keep it zesty. I appreciate your presence and holding space for my passion of helping women rediscover the essence of who they are meant to be so they may live their life by chosen authenticity. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, subscribe, and share with someone that could use a little zest in their life today. Keep the good energy going by following me, Erica Bell, on Instagram and LinkedIn at The Zestful Movement. You're invited to sign up for our weekly newsletter that will help you become a part of our zesty crew as you stay connected to the conversations. This will also allow you to gain access to some monthly special offerings created with you in mind. Go to www.thezestfulmovement.com. Until next time, please do keep it zesty.